And now it's time for Act Two of our play, Going My Way, with Loretta Young, Edward Arnold, Jimmy Stewart, and Fuzzy Knight. So we call for lights, music, curtain. As the curtain rises on Act Two, it's 2 weeks later, at the end of another business day. As the Fifth Avenue bus stops at the corner of the Hampton Building, Nancy Caldwell boards it and climbs to the upper deck.
I beg your pardon. Would you mind moving over, please?
Oh, sure. Oh, Nancy, how'd you get on this bus?
Oh, it was quite simple. I just stopped at the corner and held up my finger, and the bus stopped, and the driver said, "Madam, do you want a bus, or are you trucking?" And so I got on.
That's very funny, Miss French.
Yes, I thought so. Oh, well, darling, what's the matter? You can't even say hello to me.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, that's my little son, Dean. Oh, really, Lewis, what's eating you? After all, Mr. Hampton is coming back to Chicago tomorrow, and it's common gossip that your promotion's been passed.
But for your information, Miss Friends, I wasn't thinking about my promotion or my job, and incidentally, congratulations.
Congratulations? What do you mean?
You know what I mean, and I wish you'd stop evading the issue. After all, I'm...
They got a match, bud?
No! Just so happens, Nancy, that...
You got one, lady? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, here we are.
I was trying to tell
you... mind if I keep him?
No, that's all right. Go right ahead.
You would like to read my newspaper, too, would you?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, I can read, too. Now, listen to me, Nancy. I admit I have no right to tell you who you can marry, but at least you could have told me about yourself and Don.
Who said I was marrying Don?
Who said you wouldn't? Well, he proposed to you, didn't he?
Well, what harm is there in a proposal? After all, you proposed to me once yourself, remember?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Well, anyway, I don't like the idea of other people proposing to my wife. And besides, you're just trying to talk your way out of it.
Now, look, I'm not trying to talk my way out of anything. And stop shouting.
Hey, why don't you two get married?
For your information, buddy, we are married.
Oh.
And another thing, Nancy...
Well, why don't you get divorced?
We are getting divorced.
Oh. You got any more ideas, chump?
No, this is where I get off.
That's the best idea I've heard yet. I'll chump with you.
Quick floor, Venetian blinds, lace doilies, love seats, Etchings, and Mr. Donald Hampton.
Oh, hello, Nancy, how would you... What's the matter, Nancy? You look worried. Something wrong in your department?
No, Don, I think there's something wrong in your department, though.
Huh?
If I hadn't spoken to Lewis last night, this telegram might have been a surprise to me.
Telegram? What telegram?
This one, from your father. He's always the businessman. Just listen to it. My dear Miss French, stop. Congratulations, stop. Don has told me you promised to marry him. Stop. My blessings upon this merger, and may the years bring many little happy branches of your own.
Say, Father has a sense of humor.
Well, I haven't. If you think I'm going to marry you and have a lot of little branches, you're crazy.
Oh, but Nancy...
Now, Donald Hampton, I never said I'd marry you.
Oh, now, don't fly off the handle, Nancy. Please, take some time to think it over. Take a week. Take 2 weeks. Take three.
Do I hear four?
Oh, now, Nancy, don't you realize there's a man for every girl in the world?
And I had to hit the jackpot.
Fifth floor, hot air conditioning, earmuffs, loudspeakers, auditorium.
All right, now, everybody, get set now. He's on his way up now, just as soon as he opens the door. Now, get ready now.
Okay, all together now.
Welcome home, Mr. Hampton.
Thank you, my loyal employees. It's a wonderful feeling to see such happy, smiling faces. It reminds me of the Chicago office. Everyone was so happy when I left. And now for the important news. I have with me a list of all the promotions that have been passed. Wait a minute. To make this a truly happy occasion, I want all married employees to telephone their wives and have them at the auditorium within an hour. I don't lose much time, so you better hurry, that's all. And Lloyd.
Yes, Mr. Apple.
I'm particularly looking forward to you meeting your wife. You'll call her, of course.
Call my wife, Yes, Miss Hampton. Yeah. Well, I gotta call my wife, huh? And I gotta tell her to be here in an hour, I guess.
Ninth floor, 18th century ornaments, suits of armor, fencing files, battle axes, and J.P. Hampton.
I can't tell you how happy I am that you're marrying Don.
Oh, Mr. Hampton,
Oh, call me Papa.
Very well, Papa.
Yes, I have a wonderful surprise for you, my dear. On your wedding day, we'll have a 10% discount sale.
Oh, well, that's very interesting.
Nancy, when will it be?
Oh, I'd say in about 6 months.
6 months? My dear, why wait that long?
Well, first I've got to get a divorce.
Divorce?
Uh-huh.
Did you say divorce?
Yes, Papa.
I can't marry a divorcee. It's against our principles. I'm sorry, Miss French, but there will be no marriage.
Yes, Papa.
And stop calling me Papa. You're fired.
Eight floor, rattle, baby blocks, paper dolls, 12 puzzles, and Mr. Lewis Calder.
There and defend that woman?
Now, if you look up her record, you'll learn that she's one of your most efficient employees.
But she's a divorcee. You know how I feel about that.
Now, Mr. Hampton, you only know that she's a divorcee, but I know the circumstances.
You mean to say you know her husband?
Yes, I do, Mr. Hampton. A scoundrel if ever there was one, and she a sweet, impressionable young girl, and he a dapper, swashbuckling roué with a sneer on his lips. So what chance did she have?
Go on.
Well, day after day and night after night, she'd sit home alone and knit. Pearl one, drop two, pearl one, drop two, pearl one, drop two more. That's monotonous.
And where was her husband?
Oh, he's running around pool rooms, gambling ships.
A gambling ship?
Yeah, he swam home from two once.
Why, that's awful. That's terrible. Quick, Donald, run after Miss French and bring the poor creature back here.
Yes, Ed.
Now, Lewis, if you hadn't told me these things, I would have committed a great injustice against this girl. She deserves admiration, not condemnation.
No, Mr. Hampton, you've convinced me. All right, better be going now.
Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. You deserve the satisfaction of seeing her face light up when I tell her what you have done for her.
No, Mr. Hampton, that isn't necessary. When you've seen one face light up, you've seen them all.
Nancy. Yeah, here's Nancy. And here's a telegram for her.
Don't bother me with telegrams now. Read it yourself.
Somebody, please tell me what this is all about.
My dear, I owe you an apology.
You do?
Yes, you belong here. You had an unhappy marriage, but it wasn't your fault. Lewis just told us all about it.
He did. Lewis, you told him about our marriage to save me.
Our marriage? You mean you and Lewis are married?
Lewis? You're the scoundrel, the swashbuckling pool shark?
Oh, Lewis, did you say all those awful things about yourself to protect me?
Oh, well, Nancy, I just...
Well, don't believe him, Mr. Hanson. He's not a pool shark. If he ran around pool rooms, it was all my fault. I put him behind the eight ball.
Oh, it was your fault.
Now, don't believe her, Mr. Hampton. She's been a marble wife, and if I was behind the eight ball, that's where I wanted to be. It's sort of shady back there.
Lewis, I can see through the whole thing. You've been tricking me.
Say, Dad, this telegram...
Don't interfere with any telegrams. I don't care about telegrams. Lewis, you pretended to live up to every Hampton rule. You not only broke them, but you followed them in my face.
Now, but Mr. Hampton...
Lewis, I can't have any more faith in your marriage. You're tied with the most serious rule of them all. The divorce rule. Lewis, you're fired.
Oh, but you can't do that, Mr. Hampton. Lewis.
Don't tell me what to do, Mrs. Poolshock. You're fired, too.
Say, Dad, this telegram, it's from Mother.
Oh, who? Mother?
Mother, yes, Mother. You remember, your wife.
Yes. Oh, yes. Where is she now?
She's in Reno.
Reno?
Yes, Reno. She's going to get a divorce.
What?
Speak up, Hampton.
Yeah, Mr. Hampton, do you realize you've broken the most serious rule of them all?
Go right ahead, Mr. Hampton. Fire yourself.
Yeah, go on. We can all go out and look for a job together.
Now, wait a minute. There must be some mistake.
There certainly is, and you've just made it. Why, no doubt you've been neglecting your wife for years.
Yeah, for centuries. How old is your wife, anyway?
That's none of your business. Now, please, let's not talk about it here. They might hear you in the other offices.
Oh, that's right. The other offices. So, Mr. Hampton, you're going to get on the ball.
Hey, what is that?
Oh,
wait, did you say Mr. Hampton's
getting an
abortion?
Yes, isn't that
all? Listen, Hampton, I'll take over here. You run out to our Reno branch and settle up that unfinished business, understand?
Who do you think you're talking to?
He's talking to a man who's going to get a divorce.
Yes. Now, that meets with your approval, doesn't it?
Yes, Mr. Hampton.
Yes, Mr. Hampton. Yes, Mr. Hampton. Well,
if a man can't make a success in marriage, he can't make a success in business, right?
Yes, Mr. Conway. Who do you think you're talking to?
He's talking to a man who's going to get a divorce!
All right.
Better leave in the morning, Hampton, and remember, if a man can't make a success in marriage, he can't make a success in business, right?
Yes, Mr. Conway.
Now,
nothing will ever part us. Get in, dear.
And don't let for long, buddy. Next car, please.
What is this? Well, wait a minute. Hey, wait. Now, you can't do this to me. I'm vice president.
John, come. Oh, no. Well, Johnny.
Loretta.
Why, Johnny, I didn't recognize you. The last time I saw you, you were wearing baggy trees and a bow tie. And, well, look at you now. You're the best-dressed man in radio.
Well, are we ready?
Just a minute, Roger, before you begin. Tell me, who is that good-looking young man over there?
Now, Loretta, you mustn't point. That's John Conti.
John Conti? Oh, no! Well, Johnny!
Loretta.
Why, Johnny, I didn't recognize you. The last time I saw you, you were wearing baggy trees and a bow tie. And, well, look at you now. You're the best...
Protection against motor knocks. Because motor knocks are not only annoying, they're also a common cause of wasted power and possible repair bills. Well, as you probably know, ladies and gentlemen, protection against motor knocks is by clothes, but when you buy food or gasoline, you want extra quality, especially when you buy gas, because then you want to be sure that you get really effective protection against motor knocks. Because motor knocks are not only annoying, they're also a common cause of wasted power and possible repair bills. Well, as you probably know, ladies and gentlemen, protection regular gas can possibly give you the same protection against motor knocks. That's why if you want modern 1940 performance from your car this year, you should be sure to stop at the sign of the orange disc and, what's more, no regular gas of any make, no matter what claims may be made for it, gives you as high an octane rating as no knocks. And therefore, no regular gas can possibly give you the same protection against motor knocks. That's why if you want modern 1940 performance from your car this year, you should be sure to stop at the sign of the...
No, I don't think... No, wait a minute. Yes. I think he did a double talk song in modern time.
Yeah?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Maxwell House, good news show. Ready? Eddie? Well, Eddie, now
yeah,
don't.
All right,
the first
go
question
ahead.
Is this. Have you ever heard Charlie Chaplin's voice on the screen?
No, I don't think... No, wait a minute. Yes.
I think he did a double talk song in modern time.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Think hard now.
I give up quick.
You give up quickly? Well, I'm afraid we'll have a forfeit because it would be James Cagney because he does paint a lot and very well, too. Now, let's, Loretta, for your forfeit. Now, let me see. I have one all prepared and a very good one. Here is Eternally Yours. Loretta, if you saw a painting signed with the initials J.C., would that stand for Joan Crawford, James Cagney, or John Conti? Think hard now.
I give up quick.
You give up quickly? Well, I'm afraid we'll have a forfeit because it would be James Cagney because he does paint a lot and very well, too. Now, let's, Loretta, for your forfeit. Now, let me see. I have one all... Thank you, Loretta Young. And here's a question for James Stewart, whose next MGM picture will be The Shop Around the Corner. Come on, Jimmy.
No, Charlie Robinson didn't
play me. Oh, he did? Well, I'm sorry, but he did.
He did?
Yes, he did, Jimmy. Although Charles Lawton played the leading role.
Well,
and incidentally, Charles Lawton will be here in the Gulf Theater next week with Elsa Lancaster, Gene Herschel, and Reginald Owen. And now, Mr. James, you can't catch me on that one, Stuart. Here's the forfeit to you. You must play any little tune that comes to your mind on the sliding...
Give me a check up.
Thank you, Jimmy. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, next week, Charles Lawton, Elsa Lancaster.
Screen Gale Theater originates in Earl Carroll's Columbia Square, Hollywood. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.